This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris.
And Chris, did you hear this story? I've been seeing this on Facebook and on Twitter for the last couple of days. This gym owner down in Atlanta, Georgia, that has a sign up that, in more than a few words, says cops are not allowed in his gym.
I saw the headline, and that was it. So I have not read the story. I'm looking forward to hearing this one as much as everybody else.
So there's actually an update to the story. So I guess we should, you know, actually cover what exactly is the story before giving the update to the story.
Makes sense.
And again, out of Atlanta, Georgia, 11 Alive has the story where they report a shocking and vulgar sign about police officers has been posted in front of a local business in Atlanta. The sign could be seen from the street with the curse words blurred out, but the message was clear: no cops allowed. A viewer of 11 Alive emailed a photo of the sign to the news department, and the person says that he's a military veteran and was offended by what he saw.
Oh, dear.
11 Alive's Faith Ababi talked to the gym's owner, who is not making any apologies for putting up the sign. Jim Chambers, who's owner of the EAV Barbell Club on Flat Shoals Avenue in the city's East Atlanta Village neighborhood, said it was really just the vulgarity in the sign that seemed to bring people out. And the sign says, rules, do whatever the blank you want correctly, except CrossFit cultism, no blank cops.
I'm assuming the no blank cops is probably no blank in cops.
Probably. They've got the entire thing blurred out here.
Little supposition there.
The owner here, Mr. Chambers, says that the no cops policy is no longer plastered on the front door, but the policy still stands. He says, I don't want the other folks there to take the heat for what I'm willing to take. Despite the backlash, he says he still stands behind the message. He says, we've had an explicitly stated no cops policy since we opened, and we also don't have memberships for active members of the military. For Chambers, a lifelong political activist, the sign and policy is a political statement outside of a multi-use space that serves as a gym, a community gathering spot, and a meeting place for political activists in the Atlanta area. He says the groups who work there are generally minorities and are uncomfortable with the presence of law enforcement. And, of course, he does go on to say that if they have a warrant, you know, or even if they don't, they'll do whatever the, you know, F they want. But he says, we're not breaking any laws. And 11 Alive talked to a lawyer, and the lawyer said, yeah, police and military are not protected classes under anti-discrimination laws, so this guy is not doing anything illegal.
Right.
Now, here's the update. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The update, and this actually comes from 9 News out of somewhere completely different other than Atlanta, I believe here. They recap a little bit, and, well, here's the update. In an email sent to the newsroom, Tommy Lefevre said he'd like to challenge the gym's owner to a match at an upcoming boxing event. Lefevre is a police officer. He's not happy about the no cops policy. He says he seems like he might enjoy getting the opportunity to punch a cop in the face, and I'd be happy to oblige him and give him that opportunity.
Huh.
So what do you think here, Chris? And there's you know, a little bit more. There's a response from Chambers about the challenge, if you will.
Well, first of all, I'm curious as to whether how long has this gym been in existence? That's my first question. And how long have they had an
articles do not mention
yeah.
when it opened, but he does say that they've had the no cop, no military policy since it opened.
I guess what I'm getting at is, was this ever a issue until that sign went up? You know what I mean?
Probably not.
Were cops offended that they couldn't go there and get a membership, or were members of the military who were active duty, were they offended that they couldn't get a
probably not.
Right.
And he even speculates that he thinks it's because he actually put up a sign.
Well, sure.
That wound up, you know, causing some jimmies to be rustled,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. And we see this all the time. It drives me nuts, you know. And until somebody says something that somebody doesn't like, free speech,
right?
Then it's not an issue. And then suddenly, oh my God, it's headlines across the country. It's viral on social media.
And looking at the Facebook page, I did find a Facebook page for the EAV Barbell Club. According to that, they opened sometime last year.
Okay.
So 2016. And I also find it interesting that they have a 2.1 star rating. Now, I'm curious, because anybody can rate a business
right.
on Facebook. I'm curious of the people leaving these low reviews for this gym. How many of those people have ever actually been to the gym? How many of those people have ever actually been to Atlanta?
Well, that's what happens. That's the double-edged sword of social media and of rating systems in general, unless you have some qualifier like must have spent money here to leave a rating or must have eaten in this restaurant. We have some way of figuring it out.
Right, but you know, there are some people that they believe, well, if we just have, you know, some reputation-based society to where you just leave reviews for everybody, then you'll only ever wind up interacting with people you want to interact with because, you know, rating systems.
Right. But I think as we get more used to rating systems, as these things are in existence longer and longer, you'll be able to kind of see through the FUD. And we take Netflix, for example. It was the Amy Schumer special. Her last one.
Didn't see it.
That's okay. I didn't watch it either. But a lot of conservatives have been really down on Amy Schumer. So they would go into Netflix and, you know, and this was all over social media, you know, rate this a, you know, half star, whatever the lowest rating
right.
is. And so Amy Schumer's new special is like rated at a 0.001% like or whatever it happens to be. It has nothing to do with whether anybody ever watched it. It has everything to do with just about that. So I look at that rating and I go, okay, I'm not nuts about Amy Schumer either, but it's probably not really that bad.
Right.
I recognize that it's just being manipulated.
The article here continues the story, that being the story about Chambers' business and the sign, sparked the idea to Lefevre, who again is the police officer somewhere in the Atlanta area. He did request that the department he works for remain anonymous, so that's not being reported in the media. He told 11 Alive's Chris Hopper he understands the challenges police officers face in 2017, but the 7-year police veteran said he hopes a boxing match will change Chambers' mind.
How's said, that?
Quote, I found that if you sweat and bleed with somebody, you exchange punches with somebody in a sport like boxing, it's hard not to respect the guy for getting in there with you afterwards.
What's that have to do with somebody who's concerned about the minorities that are mostly his customers and that use this location for other purposes too? What's that have to do with, what's one thing have to do with another? This is just, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to beat his butt.
quote continues, gaining mutual respect for another in the boxing ring might be the start of something that can help overcome differences in worldview, ideology, what have you. So what do you think? Should the gym owner take up the challenge to box a cop because he doesn't want police messing around with the minorities in his gym? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deals. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny.
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And And we started off the show talking about the gym owner, Mr. Chambers, who owns the EAV, EAV something club. Barbell Club. I closed the story so I didn't have the name right in front of me. He put up a sign recently, apparently, saying no cops. Had a few other words on there. And, well, he wound up getting a little bit of flack.
A whole lot of flack on social media.
Yeah, a lot on social media, but at least one local police officer, according to media reports, challenged him to a boxing match. Says that he thinks that that will cause him to wind up gaining some kind of respect. Of course, your calls and thoughts welcome on that. We're actually going to change gears. Apparently, Trump has said something about the opioid epidemic. We'll get into that, but let's talk nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin or mineral supplement just won't cut it. You need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of products and spending $150 a month. If this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys want. The perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com. Enter code FTL to receive 10% off your order. Every time you order, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
So, CNN is reporting that Trump is saying that the, quote, opioid crisis is an emergency. CNN, President Donald Trump said Thursday that his administration plans to declare the opioid crisis a national emergency, a designation that would offer states and federal agencies more resources than power to combat the epidemic.
So, Let me sort of translate this from fluffy words to actual human language. More power and resources means more money and screw civil rights.
You're jumping ahead and you're making assumptions.
Well, that's what it always means, Chris.
You're right. No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Every time.
Okay.
There's a federal emergency or disaster situation. It means that we're throwing more money at the law enforcement. We're throwing more money at something that somebody believes will be the solution.
Okay,
so my civil rights be damned.
My challenge to you is to tell me what this story is missing. And I want to point out that this is coming from CNN, the fake news network of the United States, according to the Trump administration. Okay, so, quote, the opioid crisis is an emergency, and I'm saying officially right now, it's an emergency, because he likes to repeat himself.
Yes.
It's a national emergency. He repeated himself again. Trump said at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, we're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of money on the opioid crisis. We're going to draw it up. We're going to make it a national emergency. It's a serious problem, the likes of which we have never seen. Trump's comments come just 2 days after Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price suggested that declaring a national emergency was unnecessary.
So is Tom Price now part of the fake news? Oh, Tom Price, you said something I disagree with. You're fake news.
He opposed it. Quote, we believe that at this point the resources that we need or the focus that we need to bring to bear to the opioid crisis can be addressed without the declaration of an emergency, Price said, although all things are on the table for the president. Trump made it known exactly where he stood Thursday. Quote, this is a national emergency and we are drawing documents now to so attest, unquote. The White House Commission examining the nation's opioid epidemic has told Trump last week that declaring a national public health emergency would be an immediate help to combating the ongoing crisis. Quote, our citizens are dying. We must act boldly to stop it, the commission said, headed by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who said that in an interim report. The first and most urgent recommendations of this commission is direct and completely within your control, declare a national emergency.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is that Trump created some commission to study
the problem.
The problem. And they said, oh, yeah, you need to declare a national emergency. You've got the Health and Human Services, who also apparently has studied the problem, and they said you can solve this without declaring a national emergency.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about how federal programs, emergency programs work. It's sort of like if you declare a area a disaster area after a hurricane, for example.
Yep.
Then that, when you make that declaration, it opens up the spigots of money that's been printed by the Federal Reserve and inflates your money. But that all can flow to that area. It unleashes federal funds. And the same sort of thing exists within Health and Human Services, that when there is a, quote, a health emergency that occurs, it opens up federal funding and relief money, supposedly. But I want to continue with this, and I don't have much more, but I want to talk about what's not in this. Among other recommendations were to rapidly increase treatment capacity for those who need substance abuse help, to establish and fund better access to medication-assisted programs, and to make sure that healthcare providers are aware of the potential for misuse and abuse of prescription opioids by enhancing prevention efforts at medical and dental schools.
Now, I'm curious here, and let's go through these, you know, one by one, and sort of break down and see if we can figure out exactly what is being proposed here.
Okay.
So, increase treatment capacity for those who need substance abuse help.
Mm-hmm.
Does this just mean, you know, allow people to wind up going to a doctor and saying, I think I have an addiction problem, and the doctor not being required to contact the local police because I know that a crime is being committed here?
You can go
or are they talking about we need to wind up spending a bunch of money to open up government-approved treatment centers?
I think, the issue is, and this is across the country, is there are not enough beds. That's it, pure and simple. Just like there are a certain number of hospital beds in a given area, and if it gets hit by an earthquake or some disaster, may not be enough to go around. With the opioid problem, and there are not enough beds in treatment facilities to treat everyone who's coming, so there are waiting lists, and people are being turned away. That's what this is attempting to correct.
Right, but
part of it.
Yeah, you know, like, why aren't there enough treatment facilities? Is it because there are regulations preventing new ones from being opened? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the opioid crisis that Donald Trump says is now a national emergency. And what exactly does that mean? Well, it means first and foremost he's going to sign a piece of paper. He already gave a statement earlier today saying the opioid crisis is an emergency, and I'm saying officially right now it's an emergency. It's a national emergency. We're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money on the opioid crisis. So we're going through an article here from CNN, the we being me, Daryl,
and Chris.
And that there are several things that are specifically mentioned in the article about what this means. And I wanted to tackle these one by one to sort of, you know, break down. Because, you know, a lot of times news media will report in one way based largely on wording, either from some sort of transcripts they get from a government entity or
press release.
A press release or wording in some kind of official document. And then there's always sort of the underlying, let's translate to see what they actually are saying. So, again, among the other recommendations, in addition to directing Congress to something-something and declaring a national emergency, they will rapidly increase treatment capacity for those who need substance abuse help. And, again, we're sort of trying to figure out, does this mean that the federal government is going to start opening up treatment facilities? Will the federal government just start throwing money at currently existing treatment facilities? If the latter, then will that, as Chris pointed out, you know, right now there aren't enough beds in the treatment facility. So if they just wind up getting money thrown at them,
right,
will they be able to expand to get more beds, or will they just, you know, be less efficient with the money?
Right.
Next, establish and fund better access to medication-assisted treatment programs.
Yeah, I kind of see those going hand in hand because most states don't have enough treatment facilities. And there's a couple reasons. I mean, licensing.
Well, one of these sounds like an inpatient facility and the other sounds like an outpatient.
Well, it sounds like methadone.
Right.
But to do any of these things, if you wanted to provide these services, I mean, you're going to jump through more hoops into piles of red tape than you can imagine.
Right.
Because you're entering healthcare. And that is one of our most regulated industries in the United States, hence our high costs.
And the third item here before we continue with the story, make sure that healthcare providers are aware of the potential for misuse and abuse of prescription opiates by enhancing prevention efforts at medical and dental schools.
That one's kind of interesting. So there's a lot of studies out there, and we've talked about them on the air before, that talk about what a high percentage of our opioid death, our overdose deaths are due to prescription opioids.
Yes.
It's not just heroin and needles.
Right.
That's a growing percentage, sadly. But it's just swung so back and forth. And in a separate story we were talking about during the news, our state, New Hampshire, is suing Purdue, who was not the chicken guys, but
the university either.
No, but the original manufacturers of OxyContin. And they've been criticized for some real questionable marketing tactics.
Right, and I think there are legitimate concerns,
sure,
about some of the marketing tactics, if you will, of Big Pharma.
Oh, yeah. But those are directed at the graduates of medical and dental schools.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I you know, putting a little bit more towards helping prospective doctors and dentists sort of weed through all the fluff that they're going to hear from Big Pharma.
Right, but maybe instead of just, you know, going to the guys in medical and dental school, you know, since there's hoops that need to be jumped through to maintain a medical license,
sure,
how about having the people, you know, wind up taking this class during their time period for what do they call it, like continuing education?
Sure.
Hey, here's ways that you wind up not being manipulated by Big Pharma people. It would be almost the same thing as,
right,
asking a lawyer to take a remedial ethics class every now and then.
And we see that in business, and I hope we see that more in the public sector, where, and I do know we do see that at least at a town level, where continuing education and things like that are often web-based, and they're often free to the entity.
Right.
Just takes your time. So that would be a good thing. It sucks because it's swung. It's been such a pendulum,
right,
pendulum, that people that used to get pain medication, a friend of ours in Pennsylvania just underwent surgery, and it was major surgery. We're not talking, you know, a hangnail or something like,
right,
that.
Right.
She was laid up. She was in the hospital for days, and then she was home laid up for weeks. And she had to beg and beg and beg to get enough painkillers just for the first couple days.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, no, we're to take ibuprofen. She's like, you're kidding me, right?
Now, if you've got a major surgery, you're going to want, you know, Percocets.
Right.
You're going to want, you know, possibly Valium. Ibuprofen isn't going to do anything.
Right.
For that kind of pain.
So in the early days, you know, before we had the opioid crisis, you know, doctors were like, wow, well, I just had that rep from Purdue in there, and they were telling me that you can be on opioids, on OxyContin for a year without getting addicted, and you can give it to children and everything else. So they would have likely prescribed her 3 or 4 months worth. Now, after the opioid crisis blows up and everybody's scared out of their wits about what to do, Now, doctors are like, I'm not going to be the one who prescribes anything. So now pain management, the science of pain management is suffering because we don't have those tools that in the past were used responsibly.
Right.
So
let's continue here with the article again from CNN. And, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You bet. Among other, we did that one. It's not immediately clear what has changed since Tuesday when Price said the president had no immediate plans for an emergency declaration.
The Price agent, being the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Thank you. The agency is yet to respond to a request for comment. Since 1999, the number of American overdose deaths involving opioids has quadrupled, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. From 2000 to 2015, more than 500,000 people died of drug overdoses, and new opioids account for the majority of those. New government data shows an increase in opioid overdose deaths during the first three quarters of last year, an indication that efforts to curb the epidemic are not working. Trump made fighting opioid abuse a key plank in his platform during his 2016 campaign, especially in states ravaged by the heroin and prescription drug abuse. Quote, I just want to let the people of New Hampshire know that I'm with you 1,000%, unquote, Trump said in that state just before Election Day. He later promised to help people who are, quote, so seriously addicted, unquote. Declaring a public health emergency makes the opioid epidemic the government's top priority, infusing much-needed cash into hard-hit areas and bolstering response resources.
And again, you know, what exactly does this mean? Because you mentioned we're in New Hampshire. Last year, the New Hampshire legislature passed through something they call Granite Hammer that's supposed to tackle the opioid thing.
Right.
But what's been happening is they've just been arresting users.
Yep.
And throw more money at the cops and go arrest people that have a health problem.
Yeah, was it Jim Rubens who ran for Senate in New Hampshire, did an interview at the Cheshire County Jail right here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he talked to inmates about what's the first thing they're going to do after they've been in there for 6 months and they got busted for drugs. Their answer was always, go get a fix.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch.
Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about this national emergency because of the opioid crisis. And, well, apparently that means that the federal government's going to be throwing around a lot of money. But you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are working within the symbiotic economy. Go create an account at Simbi.com. Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com. We'll get back into the article from CNN about the new national emergency because of the opioid crisis, including quotes from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. But first to your calls. And we've got Will Coley calling in on Skype. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Daryl. How you doing today, bud?
Doing well, doing well.
So last week, about this time, I called you guys and said that we were going to do a fundraiser and that we had just announced that we were going to try to move up that direction and open a mosque and interfaith center. And we just signed the contracts on the property today, about an hour ago.
Wow. Excellent.
We've already spoken to some like carpenter-type workers in the area about getting the work done before we get there. And counting the money that we raised offline and the money we've raised online and the cryptocurrency together, we've got a little over 4,000 of the 11,000 that we were trying to raise, that we wanted to have raised by the 1st of September. We've raised that in about a week so far.
Congratulations. Excellent. So just quick math, you're a little over one-third of the way to the goal?
Yeah. Yeah. A little over one-third. Not quite half.
Yep. So what's the current timeline on this?
Beginning of September, move up. I have an event in Philadelphia on the 9th. So the plan is to have everything ready so that I do my event in Philadelphia on the 9th, and then we get up the 10th and just continue from Philadelphia to New Hampshire instead of having to come home and turn around and drive.
Right.
Yep.
You know, that 11 or 12 hours again.
Yeah. That do it all in definitely one shot. Makes more sense.
Yeah, try to do it all in one shot and then be in New Hampshire sometime around the 11th or the 10th or the 11th or the 12th, depending on, you know, we'll be pulling a trailer, so we'll only be able to go about 55 or 60 miles an hour in that old van. So
yep.
That means, slow trip, a little extra time. So we'll probably stop and get a hotel at least one, if not two nights on our way up. And then, like I said, hopefully pull into your area the 11th or the 12th.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you, and definitely keep us updated on the fundraiser and, you know, also the entire project.
Right.
Is there a very short URL that people can go to find more info on this project?
No, not really. The URL is extremely long. It's launchgood.com/open_the_first_.
You know what? Just go to launchgood.com and search for New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Good advice. Yeah.
That's probably the easiest thing to do instead of giving the entire URL there, since it's not just, you know, openamosqueinnewhampshire.com.
Pretty much. But we're working on building a Facebook page for the mosque and all that kind of stuff now, and getting an ad campaign put together already. Mike White, a guy who works the Libertarian Party, is helping us with that. So, this is moving along nicely at this point.
Excellent. Will, thank you for the update. Yeah. And, again, look forward to seeing you up here soon. And, again, based on that timeline, about a month.
Right.
Chris, let's get back into this article here from Fake News CNN about Donald Trump declaring a national emergency because of the opioid crisis.
Yeah, and just as a real brief recap, Donald Trump made this declaration. That means it frees up federal monies to begin flowing specifically to address the opioid crisis.
And again, I think it's rather interesting that just 2 days ago, Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services said that they didn't need to declare a national emergency, that, you know, we've already got all the resources we need.
Right.
But Chris Christie, who had some commission that Trump created, said, yeah, go ahead, declare a national emergency. And so Trump decided to do what Chris Christie suggested.
Yeah, not surprising. And if you think about it, it's like sort of like the outside consultant says, yeah, go ahead and spend all this money. The guy that actually has to work there and is responsible for the budget, he's like, yeah, we can do it without it. I kind of get that. Back to the story, though. We get some responses from some folks here. CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta said the question will be, will that money be used to increase hospital bed availability, medically assisted therapy for the millions of people currently addicted and widely available naloxone to prevent overdose deaths? Question mark.
Naloxone, of course, being probably best known as Narcan.
Right.
Which is an opioid blocker. Mm-hmm. So you can't, you know, just like go take some Narcan and then shoot up heroin and not have any side effects.
Right.
If you are overdosing, then somebody can give you Narcan,
right,
and then it will prevent the overdose.
Yep. It pretty much yanks you right out of whatever state you
right.
were in.
It saves your life.
Yep. Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, who has fought for better access to treatment, said he was pleased with the president's decision. Quote, we must continue to fully fund important programs on prevention, treatment, and recovery, unquote. On Twitter, former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, who serves on the bipartisan Opioid Commission, said the announcement would, quote, empower Congress and the administration to take bold steps to fund desperately needed treatment and prevention efforts.
Now, I wonder if this new power that they would have, would this mean that they could just wind up bypassing the regular budget? What would this need to be added to a budget? You know, like how exactly does, you know, where does this funding come from? Just, well, we sign off, it's a national emergency, and, oh, well, because U.S. code such and so says this, automatically, you know, this many billions of dollars wind up getting added.
I could be completely wrong, but my understanding of it is from the emergency management, emergency preparedness and response side of this is Congress always earmarks billions of dollars, which it then takes from all of us in taxes, and it earmarks that for emergencies. And they can probably take some that was, you know, earmarked for hurricanes, and we've had a really slow hurricane season.
Right.
And maybe they can divert it over there. Don't ask anyone.
Right, but what happens when the, you know, contingency fund, if you will, winds up running dry? Because you know they just like pulling stuff out. Oh, well, we've not used this a lot. Let's pull some money out.
They just print more, Daryl. That's why we have a Federal Reserve.
Right, and that's my question here of does this, you know, new empowerment just allow them to bypass the regular congressional process for spending money?
No, there are billions of dollars in our federal budget that never get spent year after year, yet we are taxed for them year after year. So things like this, when we have money set aside for emergency response and things like that, if it doesn't get spent, that doesn't mean that, okay, that money's still sitting there, we'll use it, you know, we'll do it next year. They're just going to tax you for it again. Right. That's how this stuff works. It's a revolving door. To continue on here, it's not often that a public health emergency is declared for something other than a natural disaster. The Department of Health and Human Services declared one in Puerto Rico last year after more than 10,000 Zika cases were reported. Before that, the last emergency declaration unrelated to a natural disaster was in the 2009-2010 flu season when there was a widespread concern over a potential pandemic, which never happened.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. Are they just going to wind up spending money to arrest people? Or will they actually solve a problem? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.